Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on MPS Voices and Jazz 88. Manny Hillier with you, and very excited to have our next guest on. She is Martha Swanson, Director of Enrollment Management and Student Placement Services at Minneapolis Public Schools. Martha, good to have you on again. We've had you on many times in the past, and the reason why we have you on today is because enrollment season is here.
It is.
At Minneapolis Public Schools. Definitely a busy time of the year for you and your staff. First off, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to see you again, Manny. It's so fun to be here and see the new studio. I loved getting away from the office and just took a 2-minute drive to get over here and see you all. It's great.
So we're here to talk about enrollment season. It is here. Let's say I'm looking for a school for my child. What should I take into consideration when I'm, selecting a school and trying to decide where my child should go?
That's a great question. And it's really important for parents to think about all the aspects of what they are looking for in a school. The most important thing for them might be being near home. So they might look at their community school, or they might live near a magnet school. That might be their first choice. I really encourage parents to get inside a school, take a tour, ask all your tough questions, and see if you come away feeling like, yeah, this feels like a great relationship could grow here with this school and the teachers and the leaders at the school. Do you see great art on the walls? Do you see things that show you that they're celebrating the children and the learning at that school? Another thing people do is they talk to people they know. I always encourage people not to make their whole decision based on what other people tell them without seeing a school, but certainly that's a big piece too. A schedule is another thing. I feel like over the years, sometimes parents are embarrassed if that's the reason for they choose a school. I'm not a morning person, so if I say a 7:30 school start time and they roll their eyes, I'm like, I get it. That would be really tough for any family if they're not morning people. So that's a reality. Some schools start at 7:30, some start at 9 something. So take that into consideration too. You have to keep your family humming along every day, and you need to make sure that schedule is going to work.
What are some of the best ways to sort of look at my options? Again, if I have a child that I'm trying to decide what school, I mean, you kind of alluded to it already, but what are some of the best practices or the best methods to try and, learn about the options that I have?
Yeah, the easiest way to get your feet wet is to go to exploremps.org. That's exploremps.org. And you can just type in your address. That's our school finder. And it will pop right up with your community school. Whether it's elementary, middle, high school, you will see first your community school listed. And then in increasing distance geographically from your home address will be listed all the other options. If you're interested in choosing a community school that is not your community school, those will be listed down below. And it will highlight that there's no transportation involved or allowed available for those. And you have a lower chance of getting into an out-of-area community school. So if you do have your eyes set on an out-of-area community school, just make sure you put it high so that you get on that school's wait list if you don't get in. And then as long as you put your community school second or third, you are guaranteed a spot there up till the time school starts.
What are some of the differences between some of the schools? I know this is something we've talked about in the past, but for folks who might be, new to MPS, what are some of the differences in, like a community school versus like a STEM or a STEAM school, for example?
Great question. Our magnet schools include things like Spanish dual language, STEM you mentioned, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and then STEAM, just throw that A in there for arts. Mm-hmm. Those schools, while they also teach all the same basic things that community schools teaches, that all schools teach, magnets are schools that have a focus of something like STEAM, you mentioned, science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. STEM is that without the arts focus. We have Spanish dual language. We have global studies at Ella Baker. We have Montessori at Seward, and arts magnets at Bethune and Marcy. So we have a wide variety of schools that are going to focus that topic, that subject matter, into all their learning. Kids are still learning all the main things that they need to learn, but it's going to be infused with that focus. Community schools might very well also do some of that focused instruction. They might do arts. They might do science. Of course, they're going to do science, but that's not their main focus. A community school serves its small attendance area. So that's why it is often a family's first choice, because it feels like it's really part of their community and it's close by home.
Martha Swanson is our guest. She is Director of Enrollment Management and Student Placement Services at Minneapolis Public Schools. Enrollment season is here at MPS. Okay, so have some really important dates to keep in mind. What are some really important dates for folks to kind of remember as we get further and further into enrollment season?
Great question. I love saying those dates. The first one coming up is November 11th, 11/11. That's when we kick off the school request season, when parents can first go onto the Explore MPS website and put in a request. They can come in and do it in person if they are not interested in doing it online. And then the next important date is January 10th. That is the school fair, the school finder fair, and that will be downtown at Minneapolis College, 10 to 2. Lots of fun. School staff and leaders will be there to answer questions. There's free parking, free food, free entertainment, prizes, all kinds of great stuff. So please try to come to the School Finder Fair January 10th from 10 to 2. And then the next important date is February 9th, just about a month later, is when we kind of have to close that window and say, okay, all requests entered by this point, those are going to go in the lottery. And the reason we call it a lottery is to make sure that it's understood it's a random process. Like I said, you're guaranteed a spot at your community school if you get your request in by the beginning of the school year for your community school. Requests for magnets and out of area, you're going to have your best chance if you get your request in by that due date, February 9th.
That actually answers my next question. How does that lottery work? But you explained it quite well there.
I could add a little bit. Yeah. So the what makes it random is that every request is assigned a random lottery number by a computer, mm-hmm. so that within their priority band, let's say that all the siblings are grouped together for a school, then they're randomized within that band of sibling requests so that they are fair. They're treated fairly. Everything is randomized within its group.
Just a couple more questions for you. What else should I know about enrollment at MPS? Any sort of fun facts, any sort of specific information? If I wanted to change enrollment midterm, let's say, for example, is that possible? How does that particularly work?
We have parents that do need to change schools for lots of reasons. They might move, their family schedule might change. Sometimes people can work it out to stay at the same school and avoid having to move schools. So we would love to help you figure out if you really need to move schools. Sometimes people just want to look at changes. So we will certainly talk with anybody if there's a reason why they need to change schools. We do try to minimize the number of mid-year changes because it's not ideal, of course, for kids to change schools and for kids to receive new students, but we'll do whatever we need to make things work.
All right. And lastly, once again, where should folks go if they want more information?
Yep. ExploreMPS.org is our website. And you can certainly come in to visit us. We're at 1250 West Broadway in the Davis Center, main floor. Just come in the main door off the parking lot and we'll be right there.
Martha Swanson, Director of Enrollment Management and Student Placement Services at Minneapolis Public Schools. Good to see you.
I know, Manny.
We've done these in the past. We do these every year to kind of give folks an update on how enrollment works here at MPS. And we typically do it on the phone or via video call or something. So it's kind of nice to do this in person with you and got to show you around the station a little bit.
I loved it. I love being at a radio station again.
Always good to talk with you, Martha. Thank you.
Thanks, Manny.